question of the day today. Do you still have any toys from your childhood? And Angie is looking over the comments. We've gotten several of them here this morning.
Yeah, and it's so nostalgic to read these. I absolutely love them. Michelle talks about a pound puppy and a Cabbage Patch Kid. Charlene talks about Barbie, Ken, and Skipper she still has. Dorothy says her husband still has all his G.I. Joe stuff from the 60s.
Wow.
Yes. And Crystal had the most heartbreaking story of them all. She says, no. My mom gave everything away instead of buying toys off eBay that look like the ones I had when I was young.
That is so funny that Crystal said that, because a couple of years ago, I don't know, I got on this nostalgia kick around the holidays, and I wanted to buy a Radio Shack. When I was growing up, I was like 10. They had these electronic project kits. I don't know if anybody else was. I was probably a nerd, so I'm probably the only one.
Probably.
I don't even know what that is. What, you're building your own radio?
Yeah, you get a little kit. It's called a 10-in-1. They had 10 electronic projects that you could build. And this kit had a resistor. It had a transistor on it, mounted on it with springs where you could attach wires to each other. And the way you hook things up made things work. Like, you could make a light blink. You could make a crystal radio. But one of them on there was a make-your-own broadcast AM transmitter.
Yes.
And you could broadcast like 20 feet. So I remember hooking that up and put in the earpiece that came with the set was also the microphone. So you talk into the earpiece, and it was amazing. You could broadcast to an AM radio. And so I spent most of the time while all my friends were out, you know, playing football and running around, I was inside playing music on my stereo, holding the earpiece up to it. But, you know, you see things like that with these toys, and like the guy with the G.I. Joes, Angie, that you just read, and you think, wow, it'd be nice to have them, even though you don't really do anything with them, but just to have them.
I would sit down right now and play a game of mystery date with anybody who had one.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. See, if you had it. You don't play. It's not something you do every day, but it's nice to have it.
Remember the board game Masterpiece?
No.
Okay. I don't even remember. I don't remember Mystery Day either.
You don't remember Mystery Day?
No. Oh.
You didn't want to get stuck with the Poindexter.
No. In the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.